The U.S. Congress begins a five-week summer recess today after a kind of tumultuous exit. The Republican-led House of Representatives stuck around an extra day and managed to overcome opposition to an emergency spending bill. It deals with the surge of underage immigrants from Central America. And while that chamber finally eked out a bill last night, it's likely going to go nowhere. The Senate had already left town after Republicans there blocked a similar funding effort. As NPR's David Wellner reports, election year anxiety seemed to be making an increasingly dysfunctional Congress appear even more so.
Out on the House floor yesterday, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern offered his sympathies to those who try to follow Congress's antics.
In case any Americans are still watching, they can be forgiven for being a little confused about what happened this week.
What happened on Thursday was a Republican bill providing far less money for border control and refugee processing than what President Obama requested got yanked from the House floor right before it was to be voted on. Instead, House Speaker John Boehner hastily issued a statement saying there were steps Obama could take to secure the border that would not require congressional action. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Obama sounded baffled.
Just a few days earlier, they voted to sue me for acting on my own. And then when they couldn't pass a bill yesterday, they put out a statement suggesting I should act on my own because they couldn't pass a bill.
And the reason they couldn't get that bill passed, Obama said, was House GOP leaders could not get their own troops in line.
So that's not a disagreement between me and the House Republicans. That's a disagreement between the House Republicans and the House Republicans.
This is not the first time that this has happened. This has actually been sort of a pattern in recent years.
That's University of Maryland congressional expert Frances Lee. Speaker Boehner's ongoing problem, she says, is that with an already slim majority, he keeps trying to push through partisan bills that are not conservative enough to win over his entire caucus.
The 20 to 30 thereabout members who consistently hold out against the leadership are enough when Democrats refuse to participate to keep the leadership from being able to act.
And Steny Hoyer, the number two House Democrat, says it's no wonder he and his fellow party members refuse to vote for the GOP's bills.
I will tell the American people, Mr. Speaker, none of the leaders of the Republican Party have reached across to say, how can we do this in a bipartisan way?
As a result, little gets done in this Congress. Oklahoma House Republican Tom Cole says next fall's midterm elections are causing a risk aversion that's on full view in the Democratic-led Senate.
You've got Senator Reid with his majority at risk. He's trying to keep his side from casting any tough votes at all. So we don't have a broken Congress. We have a broken Senate, in my view.
But Charlie Dent, a moderate House Republican from Pennsylvania, says there's plenty of blame to go around.
The Republican conference, on the one hand, can't stand up and complain every day about the Senate doing nothing. Then, on the other hand, uses an excuse not to govern that we're afraid the Senate will do something.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, for his part, puts the blame for inaction squarely on the GOP.
Republicans are spending their time talking about impeachment and suing the president. This is a degree higher than absurdity, and I don't know what that is. I don't have a word for it.
Some Republicans actually seem proud of how little Congress has done this session. Jeff Sessions is a senator from Alabama.
When we don't act, we act. That is an act. It's a decision, as sure as if we'd passed a law.
And yet that inaction is what Obama says forces him to use his executive powers, including with the border crisis.
I'm going to have to act alone because we don't have enough resources. We've already been very clear. We run out of money.
And apparently patience as well. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.